Hey, y'all, We Them Girls here. Are you a small business looking to grow your reach?
Well, we want to grow together. So DM us at We Them Girls Pod on IG, or you can email us at wethemgirls.pod@gmail.com.
We can't wait to grow with y'all.
Hey, this is B. Haywood, executive producer of Confirm Multimedia. And if you want extra content, you can go to buymeacoffee.com/confirm and get early access to all of our content.
You're listening to Confirm.
Big and Lazy.
This is the Big and Lazy podcast. This is Big, and we got a very special service for y'all. Early access.
Buymeacoffee.com/confirmed.
$5 will get you early access to the episode next day.
And $8 will get you exclusive content as well as early access to the episode. So if you don't want to miss any of the good stuff that we've got going on, then please subscribe to us at buymeacoffee.com/confirmed. Bye.
You're listening to Confirm.
This podcast was produced by B. Haywood for Confirm Podcast Network. Confirm.
This is the Big and Lazy podcast. I'm Big, I'm Lazy, and we got another special guest, a very special guest, man. Introduce yourself.
It's your girl, Big Mega, Scarface of my city, put that on my titties, ain't nobody fucking with me. And I'm rocking out with you today, the Big and Lazy podcast. That's what we're here for. That's what everybody should be waiting on, right?
I appreciate that, man.
I mess with it, yes.
Yeah, man. How you feeling?
I'm feeling great. I've been waiting for this moment. Yeah.
Really?
I've been tapped in. I've been tuned in. Manifestation is real, y'all. I manifested this.
That makes me feel a way.
Yeah, I manifested like, that.
Motherfuckers manifesting.
Yeah. Like,
I forgot the name of it, but you you look down on your accomplishments. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
When people are like, oh, man, you got one of the best platforms in the city. Like, you got this and that.
You do.
Man.
You do.
You see me at the gas station.
How valuable you are.
Ah, come on, you gassing. Right. You ain't got
no,
you on the show
I'm
now.
Not
you ain't
gassing, though. I'm not gassing. I'm not gassing because I'm going to say you're one of the top one. Like, the first one that grabbed my eyes, you know, visuals is everything, too. And when the camera quality's good, you like, I want to get on that, too. Like, so.
I appreciate that.
Yeah,
like,
you got the greats on there. On here? Yeah.
You have some legendary guests, man.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, real talk. Yeah. And B. Haywood, man, that's the man right there. Like, I had a podcast before. Mm-hmm. But people was telling me, man, you should get back into it. You funny, you good on camera, yada, yada, yada. But I'm like, if I come back, we got to have the quality. We got to have the good video. We got to have the good audio.
You
and we're not going to half-ass it.
Nope.
So
you got to have all of it.
So I bumped into him, and he was like, he drilled in my head consistency. So we started last June, and we didn't drop the episode every week. No skip. So we had like 70-something episodes, so... Thank you for all the support.
You're
followers
welcome.
On. Thank you. You know what I mean? Thank you for the big up. Thank you, everybody.
Big
every
lazy.
Like, comment, share. Yeah. Everybody's in the DM. Man, I appreciate y'all from the bottom of my heart. But it's the Big and Lazy podcast. So, you know, Big and Lazy, we always ask this question, man. Give us something big, something good to eat, and Lazy, something good to watch. That's on you. So give us something like good to eat, like, you know, local and out of town. And
I
Lazy.
Had to think about it. Hold on.
Okay.
I like several food though. Okay. Big and Lazy.
Ain't no wrong answer. It's personal preference.
Something that I like to eat. Seafood boils. That's my go-to. I love seafood boils.
Is it from a particular restaurant, just in general?
In general.
Indeed.
In general. But if it ain't got no sauce on it, I can't. Put some seasoning on it, like, for real.
Heavy on the season?
Heavy on it.
There you go.
Heavy on the seasoning.
And, Lazy, something good to watch?
Right now, what I've been lazy into watching is horror films. Like, because I'm a horror movie person. A horror movie person. So, like, me, I just be watching, like, M Street, Halloween. I be watching Chucky, even the season that's on HBO Max, too. Like
Chucky's on HBO Max?
Yeah, it was. Oh, okay. The season it was. Right, you gotta tap in. Where you been? Where your antennas?
Because I remember it was on Peacock or something. Antennas. I didn't know it was on HBO Max.
Yeah, they be moving it around, though. Yeah, I already watched the whole thing. That's over with. That's really? The whole, yeah, you behind.
Yeah, man.
I watched that.
I try to stay here, but I'm watching The Penguin right now. But it's like not like a typical Batman. It's like a mafia. Like he's a Don Corleone. Like he's a, you know what I mean?
That's a little bit different for me. That's a little bit different. I don't really like animated stuff. I like hood movies though.
Nah, it ain't animated. Like it's real.
Oh,
it's a real like real like Godfather type shit. But it's The Penguin. You say you like who? You say hood movies?
I like hood movies. Yeah,
that's what's up.
I like hood movies. I like black cinemas. I support the black actresses and black actors. Black directors, black everything, black on.
Yep, it's a podcast.
I mess with that.
You might like, it's called Blackbusters, and they review like, you know, older movies, hood movies, and that's pretty good. It's a Big John now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Speaking of Halloween, my little nephew, he's 7, and he want to go to a haunted house, and he's scared of his own shadow. So I'm going to take him, though, but it's going to be bad.
I think, I have a phobia of little people. In real life. So y'all get to know Big Mega personally.
Mm-hmm.
I have a phobia. And you know, they were at the Industrial Nightmares years ago before they had closed in Indiana. Oh my goodness. They had like 20 of them. And I was just praying.
You talking about like midgets?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
I'm terrified. I don't say midgets. I try to be respectful.
Oh, okay. I didn't know it was a target.
Because I know, like, really, I have a true phobia. Like,
really?
Yes. I will pass out. Like, look, it's just I was scared when I was younger, like a traumatic experience.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just more so of like I don't really do haunted houses for that reason because it kind of surprised me, y'all. It kind of surprised me. Mm-hmm. So I just was like, what is going on here? Why do y'all got the whole Beetlejuice Oompa Loompa? I don't know what was going on, and the whole room was spinning. I was like, oh no. We can't even get jiggy with that.
Yeah.
We can't even get jiggy with that.
I don't fuck with cats. Niggas joke. I understand phobias, weird phobias. I don't fuck with cats.
I don't mess with kittens. Cats either.
I don't even
do kittens. Nah, like anything that crawl on my counter, like what?
Nah.
We better not. Too you better sneaky, stay out man. My kitchen. That's another line of mine, y'all. That's another line. Stay the fuck out my kitchen. That's one of my famous lines.
Stay out your kitchen.
Yes.
So I'm gonna ask you if you could see anybody on here, but you gotta be able to make a call, make a text to help us get it on. Who would you like to see on here? Who would you think would be a good fit? Good.
I'm gonna see Chaz on here.
Chaz who?
AWG Chaz.
Ah, okay. Oh, well, yeah. Shit. You know,
I want to see Chaz.
We can make it happen real soon, man.
Let's see. Let's see how he do if he's better than me.
I appreciate that. So how does it feel like you being a mother full time? Like how do you balance the mother and the music and you know, how does you
being a mom of three, it's like it's not hard because my kids are a little bit older. But when I tell you like time wise, that is what gets to me. That is what because I work 12s, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I have to be a full time mom and do music full time. But it's like when you learn balance, though, when you really, truly learn balance, you can do anything. Like, I'm doing it, like, full time, all the way 100.
Right.
Don't have no free time. I don't even got time for a man.
So you single?
Yes, absolutely. Because I got mug shots.
Yeah, mug shots?
For sale.
What do you mean by that? Mug shots for sale? Like,
yeah,
what's
mug
that?
Shots.
Like, you didn't... You didn't set some shit on fire? Like, you didn't?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, absolutely not.
Oh, okay.
Absolutely not. Absolutely.
I'm thinking we had a left eye out like here. That. We didn't burn some.
Meaning, like, that's where I left off at. So, yes, I'm single. I'm healing and I'm hungry. I'm back at it. Like, music full time. I'm finna drop projects, you know, and stay out of trouble. I'm finna stay out of trouble, y'all. But I'm finna drop more and more. And I'm happy that I'm healing and I'm hungry. That's what I'm excited about. It's being healing and being like trying to be healed and hungry at the same time. That's a different kind of level of dangerous that I don't think people are ready for. Like the glow up, the bounce back, the videos consistently, the state to state.
This is the Big and Lazy Podcast. I'm Big. I'm B-Fines. And we're excited to announce our collaboration with Flir. Together, we are offering a brand new course specifically designed for musicians and artists just like you This course is packed with viable insight, practical tips to help you grow and succeed in your creative endeavors. And if you use, I'm not going to lie to you, if you use our link to purchase this program, we get a little kickback. So I need you to go check, and it's the link's going to be in the description, in the comments. Go check that out. Fleur, Big and Lazy, together, putting Louisville on the map.
Yeah.
I seen you had a cut with Eric J. Like, I met him. Yeah. He got a podcast too, yeah. But he's pretty, how was it working with him? He seems like a...
Oh, I love Eric J. Uh-huh. Like, he's so nice. He's never been rude. Always on time, very professional. Like, I don't have nothing bad to say about Eric. And, oh, he always give me great gems on how to elevate myself.
Yeah.
Like, if it's one question or one person I can really call and trust opinion, yeah, it'd be his. It'd be his. And he gonna be silent about it. He ain't gonna tell nobody.
Right. Yeah. Judgment free zone.
Yep.
So what's the name of that cut? Like, what was it? And where can they find that?
Porta Potty. Mm-hmm. Are you talking about Porta Potty?
Yeah.
Porta Potty is out on all streaming platforms. That is actually on Scarface of My City Volume 1. That is already out. We just now shooting a video. Like I said, bounce back game crazy. And I just had to get back out there. And I'm working on project number 2, like, currently. Like, I'm just going. I mean, like, going. This is project number 3, but mixtape number 2.
Uh-huh.
So just nonstop. Like, I can't stop. Like, I just can't stop.
Consistency is the key, yeah, man. Like, that cheat code and that hack.
Yeah.
Consistency. Like, you just outwork your competition. Outwork everybody. You know what I mean? Like, you can't, some shit you can't control, but you can definitely control that.
No, sometimes, like, you can't control it.
You said you bounce back. You said it bounce back several times. Like, what do you
bounce back?
What are you bouncing back from?
Like, what I mean by bounce back is, when I first came into my career, right?
Mm-hmm.
I was so focused on trying to have it all: relationship, kids, family, and then I fell off because, you know, women are emotional. You go through your, you know, emotions, however long it takes you to heal, you know, and then I'll tend to pop back out. But this is the most consistent I've ever been. But when I say bounce back, I'm talking about more inconsistency. Like, I'm not taking no break. This is full throttle bounce back. Like, I'm already in too deep, so it ain't no going back. You know what I mean? But it's like, at the same time, you got to keep trucking. When you're going through things, go through any obstacle.
Right.
Go through any obstacle. Like, if you just sit all day and you just be depressed, it ain't gonna get you nowhere. You're gonna be a couch potato. Your career's gonna fail.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So I had to really, like, music number one.
Right. And, like,
music number one in my life.
Idle mind, idle time is the devil's playground. Like,
yeah,
if you stay, if you stay busy and you stay with, you know, keep yourself occupied, keep your mind on, you know, focus on the positive and negative, like, whatever. It's like plants, whatever. You know, if you don't give it light and energy and time, it should go away. Like,
right.
Mm-hmm. So, Scarface of Your City, like, what was the thought process of that name, and, like, describe that project to us?
Okay, so the thought process of that was my biological middle name. Don't go looking up my stuff. I ain't playing with you. My biological middle name is Montana.
That's dope.
So, and my auntie's ex-boyfriend he passed away.
Mm-hmm.
And he used to be like, Tony Montana, Tony Montana. I'm like, stop calling me that as a kid. So I just would be like, hold on. Like, for the rap image, I was like, okay, I am that. Like, that's what he gave me. So I try to live his legacy on, too. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, this is a way of also saying thank you for giving me the name. I didn't know nothing about no Scarface.
Right.
I wasn't into those kind of movies.
Uh-huh.
But, and not at no young age, you know what I mean? But
right.
It was just, like, something to be grateful for. And then where Mega came from was, I'm going to be the biggest Montana. Because you got French Montana, you got... like I said, Tony Montana, you got Montana 300, you got so many Montanas out here. But when you have a mindset of wanting to be a mogul and you want to be the biggest Montana, Scarface.
Yeah, that's dope.
Scarface.
That was some good visuals to that. You got any guest features on there? Who's all
Scarface of My City?
Yeah.
Oh, I got so many. I got Chaz, Come Get This Work In. I got, I got, who else I got? I got, Let's see, Bills, 2024. I got Chunks on there. What's up, Chunks?
You got 808 Bills? You talking about 808
Bills? But I love you, Chunks.
808 Bills?
Yeah. That's my manager. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Bills. What's up, Bills?
Yeah. He was on here. Solid guy.
Yeah, he is. He's so nice. Like, Scorpios and Leos friendship, like, sticks. That's been my dog since 5 years, like, plus. Ain't never rock with nobody else since other than Marty. You know what I mean? I started out with those two. So
shout out to Marty, yeah.
Yep. I don't switch up. I keep the same man too.
You got any tracks with Southside Mike, Big Mike?
No.
Because he's a...
No, but...
You know him? That's my guy right there. He's a good guy.
I mess with his beats, though. Uh-huh. I have heard because of Chaz. Okay. I have heard.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm still going to be collabing, too, with more people. But it's like sometimes when you got two people that got that perfect sound for you and that's what you're known for, you're going to want 10 to rock with it. You know what I mean? Like, but I'm not saying don't collaborate with other people. I most definitely do want to collaborate. But Marty and Bills always had my best interest. Mm-hmm. Like, they ain't never told me no wrong.
Right.
So that's how I'm here now. So they've never steered me in the wrong direction.
Yeah, it's good. So. It's hard finding good, genuine people around. Yeah. Like, once you know, and you stick with those, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So tell us how you got started in the music. Like, where did you get started? And, like, what was your influences growing up?
Okay, so I'm going to start with how I got started.
Mm-hmm.
I've always known I wanted to rap since, like, the third grade. So I wrote my first poem in the third grade, wrote my first rap, put all form the sentences, and I couldn't understand, like, what was going on. It was really, like, to me, as a third grader, it's foreign language to other people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how can you come out with a whole song in the third grade? You know what I mean? So right. How could you write that? I just love to write. So I was in band for 8 years, so I know how to read, you know, the clarinet notes. I played clarinet, marching band. So really? it kind of just naturally came like that. So how I officially got in, like, to where I'm at now is because of Queen.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I met Queen through a mutual friend, right?
Yeah.
And
shout out to my Queen from my city?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
I went to school with her.
And so I met her through a mutual friend because... it's a long story. I don't want to go into all them details, but she knows. So, but okay. So I told her, the mutual friend, that I wanted to rap, and she was like, "Oh, I got this friend that rap. Let's meet at Nirvana." So I'm like, "Yeah, I ain't never been to the club. Like, so it's my first time even in the club."
Yeah.
So I don't really do clubs unless I'm performing. I'm a homebody. But so when I met her, she was so nice. She was like, "My best friend got a studio, Marty on the beat." My best friend got a studio. At this time, he was out Poplar Road. This is before y'all even seen. Like, we seen the come up. Hey, Marty, you don't even know nothing about the egg crates on the wall.
Yeah.
Egg crates. But nobody shut the door too loud. You gonna mess up our set. But I started out, she brought me to the studio, and I started out with them, like, Marty and Bills. And it just was forever history. Like, working with her was great, too. Like, she showed me genuine, true love and was not, like, being a hater about it. Like, let me open up the doors for you because it's enough room for everybody. So,
right.
Yeah, and some people be stingy.
Yeah.
But she wasn't.
But Marty, he said that's the first track he ever done. He done a track with Queen. Like, he done, like...
Yeah.
Uh-huh. That, like, was his first track. Like, that was his...
Yeah, we were we're all the self-made 808 originals. Like, Bills, Marty, Queen, me, Pooh the Baby... Loafed Up, Don Grip, we all the self-made 808 originals. Uh-huh. Like, so then we branched off a little bit, but we still all connected in one way or another. So
yeah.
It really, really didn't make that big of a difference, really.
So who would you say, like, your influences, like, in your music, like, growing up, like?
My influences are, number one, Nicki Minaj. I'm always screaming that to the death of me. Because you don't understand what I've been through in my life. Look, you know I got my ass beat by my mama for listening to Pretty Ricky. So then for Christmas, I was on punishment for like 6 to 8 months. I didn't know no better. I just liked the beat. You know, it was just a fundamental thing. I went paying attention to the lyrics, you know, at a young age. But it was just like, you know, it was just more so of like, you know, I'm like, I want to listen to music.
Mm-hmm.
I got in trouble. She put Nicki Minaj on her, you know what I'm saying, on my MP3 player. It was a Barbie doll one.
Yeah.
Pink glitter on it. Purple gummy headphones. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Back
in the day. Uh-huh.
Them was slapping, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It was slapping, but I heard her song, Autobiography.
Mm-hmm.
That was the very first song I heard.
People hate her. I ain't gonna say kind of now because she kind of fuzzed out, but.
Oh, you know, Nicki slander. No, Nick. You can't nobody say nothing bad, nothing to me about Nicki. Like,
Nicki had the rap game on the chokehold.
Still do.
I wouldn't say
15 years, man, you still selling out arenas.
Yeah. And you ready?
Come
ready
on, you got
that?
Other artists that got to bring other artists for real to sell out arenas. Uh-huh. Like, that's one of the, when I say that she's inspiring, like, she's one of the biggest of the biggest. But she's not my only one, though. Like, mm-hmm. a part of the people that y'all secretly hear, too, you know, I feel like I get the animated part from Nicki. I feel like I get my wordplay from Eve. Like, I'm inspired by her, too.
Fuck with Eve.
So gritty. Yeah. Gangsta, raw, 100, uncut. Like, take that. No mm-hmm. Diddy. Better not take no Diddy. But
yeah, no Diddy, man.
But, and then Missy Elliott. Missy Elliott, the bubble suits.
Uh-huh.
I mean, like, I had bubble suits. She had the garbage bag.
Yeah.
That's my influence. Yeah.
Yeah, shout out to Missy.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna ask you this. It's always felt like it didn't get a lot better, but for a while it was like it could only be one good female rapper. They always try to put
That's not true.
Like, and I didn't agree with that. Like, you know,
That's
like
not true.
It's always, but it didn't get a lot better now because female rappers is on the rise.
I mean,
but
I still listen to my top three though.
Like,
but I listen to MC Light, Queen Latifah too.
Yeah.
Like, so I'm never gonna change my top five. It's solidified.
You like Lotto? God, that's one of my favorites. I'm not really big on female rappers, but Lotto, like, she really like grew onto me. And it's a girl that raps with Griselda.
I like Lotto.
Uh-huh.
But when you a Nicki fan, that just trumps everything. I'm a Nicki fan.
Really?
Yes.
You ever been to a concert?
No, I ain't never been to a concert, but I shopped merch. I shopped vinyl sales. Uh-huh. I just shopped perfume. I got all the little perfume head colors, pink, black. Yeah, I got all the perfume bottles, even the travel size. Like, stop playing. Yeah, it's just, she took over my life. How could you blame somebody that you listened to in the eighth grade?
I remember I turned
Who
like
took over generations. Come on, man. I'm almost. Come on now.
You remember to beam me up, Scotty? I turned like my classmate. I was a senior in high school, and I turned like, it's a new rapper to rap with Wayne. Yada 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 yada. And I turned a few people on to Nicki Minaj.
I love Slumber Party. Slumber Party still my all time fave. But Gucci Mane, I love me some Gucci Mane. That's who I want to be signed to, low key.
Really?
Yes, real life.
That's what's up, man. I fuck with Gucci.
I'm manifesting that.
So you ever heard of Love the Genius? She raps with Griselda Blanca. She raps with Griselda and Bean the Butcher, Conway now.
Why is that so
she's
familiar?
She's dope as fuck, huh?
That name sounds so familiar.
Yeah, but she write it. It's funny. It's write it with a, it's seven, with a the letter seven. It's a funny, but it's called Love the Genius. Oh my gosh, she's cool. I love her.
When I tell you that I be knowing so many people's faces, but I can't always, I'm bad at names. I will remember 1,000 faces,
and to keep
but
it,
I'm horrible at names.
Keep it 1,000. I couldn't tell you what she looked like. I just heard her, you know, just heard her voice. Like, she got that nice, smooth flow. She's lyrical.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it seems like they always try to put women against each other. Like, why can't we have 3 or 4 dope artists? Like, why is it always got to be attention? Like,
I'm going to just be honest with you. Mm-hmm. Like, do you really want the real raw uncut?
This is the Big and Lazy Podcast. We want it raw and uncut.
Because a lot of females have insecurities within themselves that they want to project on the other woman. And then they want to feel less of themselves. Mm-hmm. So what they do is, since they feel less of themselves, go and pick with the next woman and try to drag her down and deframe her character and deframe her image, or spread gossip and lies. When really, you just need to go heal yourself. Don't take it out on the next woman. Because there's real women who really do support women. Those women are not insecure. Let's just throw that out there. But I feel like the world would be different if everybody liked each other. But it's different because, you know,
right?
You don't, Everybody don't like everybody.
And man, animosity is real. That secret feelings is that's definitely real.
Oh yeah,
it's kind of sad though.
I go through it every day. Look, I go through it every day. I don't let that shit faze me.
Real talk, you gotta take that shit like throwing rocks at a train. That shit keep going. But we're gonna take a break to follow us on all platforms. Get on YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, everything. Apple Podcasts, Spotify. Any and everywhere you can find podcasts, follow us and support. Support's free. Share, like. Where can you find your socials at? Where can they find you?
They can find me on Instagram, official Megan Montana. Mm-hmm. You can follow me on YouTube at Megan Montana Music. Like, comment, subscribe on everything. Like, I respond back. I'm not petty. All my music out on Apple, Spotify. Just official Megan Montana, or you can type in Megan Montana or Big Mega. It's going to pop up, all three going to pop up.
Speaking of working with uniteness, I guess that's a word. Is any female artists that you like to work with or haven't worked with that you would like to work with in the city, like local?
I got Sinbad on my bucket list.
That's what's up.
Mm-hmm. Like, she's different, but she remind me of myself when it comes to, like, gritty bars. Mm-hmm. So I'm saying, like, that right there, I feel like that would be a perfect mixture. Yeah. Because you got two, I don't want to say aggressive tones. I don't want to say that. But you have two tones that are not, like, your average tones. Mm-hmm. It's very mellow. Like, very, not monotone either.
Right.
It's just perfect. Like, I feel like it would be a dope collab. It's in bed. Yep, I got her on my list.
You ever work with Anna B? Heard of her? She's a dope female artist.
Yeah, I've heard of her, but I've never worked with her.
No. Yeah, she works hard. Like, I remember she dropped like 8 visuals to one video. That shit was crazy. Like,
yeah, I respect the come up. I respect everybody's grind, though. Uh-huh. Like, I show love to everybody.
Yeah.
Like, I respect the come up, but if I don't show love to you, it means you done crossed me, you done did something. And I didn't find out about it. But I'm just saying, for the most part, I really, that's just me, my personality. I'm just explaining. Mm-hmm. Not that nobody did anything wrong, but it's just, I really rock with the people. Like, I'm going to like, comment, subscribe. You know, I'm really very supportive. I'm going to pull up if you host an event, even if it ain't music. Like,
right.
I'm just that kind of person. Like, I'm a follow. I'm a double tap. Even if you're doing performances, I'm going to be there as long as I fuck with people, like, who fuck with me. Yeah.
Real talk, like, I'm the same way. If I see it on my timeline, like, I'm scrolling on this bitch anyway. Let me share it. Let me double tap. Yeah. Let me see the comment. I'm going to double tap on some Shade Room, some goofy ass shit. Why not? Hell, it might see, I ain't nobody, but here, my timeline, they might share it, you know, see it on my time, they might share it and get into the right person's hands. Support's free, bro. Like, I don't.
It do be free.
Mm-hmm.
It do be free. But it just be like, sometimes people support your up and coming rappers just as much you would support your faves.
Right.
That's how I feel about it.
Support, like, your homie, man.
Yeah.
Like, you be spreading Lil Uzi.
Money.
You wish Lil Uzi happy birthday, man, but you ain't sharing my shit, man. You know me personally, but you ain't sure. But you know, I don't know. It's all good. All right, so the world, the fate of the world is on the line. Mm-hmm. And they come to you, man. They say, we need a track. We need a track, a number one single. You got a blank check. You can get one producer of your choice and one feature from your choice. Who would it be? It could be past, present, dead or alive.
Ooh. Jeez. Dead or alive? Like, is this local or is this?
Anybody. Atlanta, Africa, Alaska. Anywhere.
Okay, so I ain't gonna switch up. I'm gonna say Bills.
Okay.
As a producer.
And Nicki on the track? You and Nicki?
Yeah.
That'd be dope.
Mm. Or Marty and Nicki. Like, I rock with both. You can't do me like that. You can't put me in that kind of hard category.
I'm not putting you in a hard category. I'm just saying.
Because you said two people. I need three. You know, I rock with two producers, one cameraman.
Uh-huh. So, okay.
Like, so it's hard. I can't just say one verse. Oh my God.
So who's the third? So you got a hook and you got a verse. So who's the third? You say Nicki. We got Bills on the beat. And who's the.
I would really be interested in hearing a Nikki and Eve project or a Nikki and Eve.
That'd be dope.
Go mm-hmm. bar for bar on a track. That right there, that'll shut the whole industry down.
Eve's first album was classic. Like that was.
Hey, you know, I did a little freestyle to who you want. So I put who y'all want though, but it's a freestyle. Shout out to Eve, but mm-hmm. like. I had never heard nothing like that back in the days. It was just like, you know, I got brothers. You know, right. I got dominantly brothers and one sister. So I respected the tomboyish, the cornrow braids, the, you know, just coming out just raw, gangster, uncut. Like I said, once again, like, I never heard anything like it. It was like, there's another one.
Right.
And another one. Oh, I can do it too. And that's how I came on my journey. That's how I came.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
So I had the biggest crush on Eve back in the day. Like I had the biggest.
Huh?
Eve. I had the biggest crush on her. Like in barbershop days, I had that was my fucking. That was a fine woman.
You thought that's he heard what, the same thing. I'm like, huh? I thought he said. Yeah. Me too. I say, what?
Oh, I'm like, what y'all thought I said? My fault. What? Oh, no. We're talking about Eve. No.
Oh, you said, okay, you said a who? We just laughing. We just okay. Laughing. Look, I heard you was totally wrong. What'd you say? Oh, you said on Eve?
Yeah, I said I had the biggest crush on Eve back in the day.
You know, let me tell you her best looks. Let me tell you her best looks for me.
Mm-hmm.
Tambourine. And when she had that song with "Let Me Blow Your Mind" with Gwen Stefani,
yeah, that was amazing.
That's the motorcycle with mm-hmm. the biker jacket, dog, yeah, that was leather.
Mm-hmm.
Ignorant.
So let me ask you this: I want you to your top five female. I ain't gonna say rappers. I'm gonna say female artists. Mm-hmm. Your top five. You can be singers, rappers.
Okay.
Top five. What's your top five?
Ooh, top five females.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna mix R&B in with this. I'm gonna mix R&B because y'all heard my top five rappers.
Mm-hmm.
But so I'm gonna say Beyonce, Rihanna.
Who?
Rihanna.
Oh, okay.
Rihanna.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Riri.
Anti-Album was classic.
It is.
I love that.
It
album.
Is. I love that one too. You know.
I might play it on the way home. I might pull it.
You know, my favorite song by her is "Go Hard." Still to this day with Young Jeezy. Still really? To this day, about uh-huh. Who else would I say? I would have to say Doja Cat. I most definitely would have to say Doja Cat. Doja Cat's up right now.
She is.
She's so inspiring too. Choreography. She's to go rap and pop. That's pretty dope. And I would say when I get in my field, Summer Walker. Summer Walker.
I fuck with Summer Walker.
That's my top five. Summer mm-hmm. Walker. Summer Walker.
That's what's up, man.
Yeah.
So when is the next project dropping?
Ooh. It's a secret. Cause you know, I didn't drop two projects in 5 months.
That's good. That's amazing work. That's amazing work, right? What was the name of the project? I know
this
Scott.
This one I'm about to be done recording. It's like by uh-huh. the end of this week. Like I'm not even gonna play. Project after project, I'm not even gonna play. I might just drop four. I might just drop three in 1 year. That's how I'm really feeling. Like I'm just when it's something that you love to do, how could you not put it out? And it really be your best work.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like when you so in love with music, it's just like it's self driven. It's like a mental. It's like a mental thing.
Right.
It's like I gotta keep going. I gotta keep going. It's like eat, sleep, breathe. Like music is my drug. Like it's. What I'm able to freely write about, can't nobody do nothing about it. I'm going to say it, freedom of speech. You know what I'm saying? Like,
mm-hmm.
can't revoke my amendment. It's like, it's my own therapy. It's my own world. So I'm going to always say that.
Okay. So let me ask you this. Like, being a female, a woman,
mm-hmm.
have you ever felt like discrimination or somebody try to, like, I ain't going to say treat you different, like in the music game, that you are one female, that you know what I mean? Did you be like, damn, mm-hmm. they wouldn't have did it if I was a guy, they wouldn't have came at me, you know what I mean?
I would say, as much as support you see, I would say it'd be the hate behind the scenes for me, because I feel like if I was a guy, like I feel like they would rock with me even more.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said, it's girls. It's a little bit different. It's a whole different kind of, how can I explain it? It's a whole different kind of world.
It is.
It is. So it's like, I've never been like approached that way by a person that is like a different gender than me. I've never experienced that, but I do be feeling like, dang, if I was this gender, like I'd probably be, you feel me? Like maybe this wouldn't go on. Maybe the hate won't happen so much, because I feel like males be turned up in their videos. Like they be too turned. They be having like 50 dudes, 100 dudes.
Right.
But they, most of them are like really close friends.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm saying, for me, I'm a woman. Like I don't want all of that too close to me. Like,
right.
I'm humble. Like I don't need all of that. I really rock by myself. Like, yeah. I mean, I don't mind to have it, but I'm just saying. Like I'm a Leo, so I'm an introvert. I like people, but I don't really like a lot of people around me.
I'm the same way. I'm like a popular alone. Like
I don't. That's me. Yeah. I love to be alone. Like. Give me my blanket.
95% of the time you see me, I'm by myself. Yeah. Like, I don't bother nobody. I ain't got to be 100 deep and looking over my shoulders. I ain't living that type of life, you know?
That's what I'm saying. I'd rather pull up at home comfortably. You know what I mean? Like, ain't nobody with that drama. Don't put me in no drama either. I ain't with that.
You right about that?
No, I handle my business, about my business. Going about my day now. Going about my day. That's what it be.
So what was your favorite, like, tell me about your favorite... Your favorite performance you've done, your favorite show, like,
ooh.
And what was that like?
I have two.
Okay.
I'm going to say, yeah, I have two that are very, truly special to me, because I don't travel a lot, but it is on my bucket list to, like, travel soon. Because, you know, I quit my 9-to-5 job, like, tomorrow type of thing. Like,
yeah.
Tomorrow, I'm about to chase my dream full time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? No holdbacks.
So you said you're quitting your job tomorrow?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
That's serious. I've been planning this. Look.
Oh, okay.
Shout out to them. Sorry. But I'm about to chase my career full time.
So I remember you said you got off of work today. So today's your last day at work?
Monday.
Tomorrow. Oh, okay.
Yeah, like
that's tomorrow. What's up. Okay.
Efficiently. Efficiently. Immediately. 8 o'clock in the morning. As soon as HR gets there. I got motion going on. Like, I got things coming up. But as far as, like, because you asked me... I'm trying to remember. Give me 1 second. You asked me about traveling. So
yeah.
What's so special to me is North Carolina.
Really? Where are you from?
No. Marty, who run it. He threw a Who Run It show down there in North Carolina. And when I tell you, like, the love, the crowd engagement, the love for black people that love they people. Different, totally different feeling. Like, they like close to Memphis level.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's so many blacks down there. I was shocked. I don't go nowhere. So right. It's like, you know, I watch a lot of TV. So it just be like, ah, man, I can't believe this. But they show a lot of love. They follow. They genuinely, like, you know, reach out. What made North Carolina so special is because I got to go up against a man to defend my title. To win $1,000. Yeah. I'm going to go up against a man. Young Doc. Shout out to Young Doc, though. We about to collab.
Uh-huh.
But.
Young Dot?
Young Doc. Mm-hmm. D-O-C. Like doctor. But yeah. Doc short.
Okay. He's from North Carolina?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Ah, okay.
He'll be here for the Who Run It. Marty's throwing October the 27th. So he'll be in town. Like, that's one person that has a great sound.
Uh-huh.
Great voice. You know, pain songs. I love pain songs.
Yeah.
And even if it ain't pain, his voice, his cadence is lovely. Like, never heard anything like it. But to battle, do you know what it's like to battle a man as a woman and win? Come out on top.
So you was like an actual, like,
yeah, I had
round.
To win. I had to try to win the $1,000, yes.
Uh-huh.
It was not given to me.
So was it like a rap battle, or like, did y'all just perform your songs type shit? Like,
yep, he had to go back, choose one song.
Okay,
I had to
okay.
go back and choose the next song.
And you won?
Yeah.
That's what's up, man.
So it's like, I know I have a different kind of talent. Like, it's not that nothing nobody can do, nobody can say, nobody can take away from me. It's not being cocky. It's not being arrogant. But when you get on that kind of respect level, I know I'm doing something right, because that's what you want. Like, look at your grades.
Right.
They all had men around them. Missy, Timberland.
Yeah.
Leah. You got to think, you know. Eve, DMX.
Right.
Nicki. Lil Wayne, Drake, Birdman, yeah. Drake. Like, so when you get a man, a male's perspective and a man's opinion or any kind of validation in that kind of point, you know you a problem. You know what time it is for real life.
That's what's up.
So,
what was the name of this competition?
This was Marty's Who Run It.
Okay.
Who Run It in the City, yep. Uh-huh. Who Run It. My next one would be Moss Fest. Mm-hmm. Official B Moss, my second performance. No, actually, that's my very first. Take it back. That's Moss Fest was my very first performance. That was in Atlanta.
Really?
Yeah, it's been so many years ago. That's why I had to look up. I'm like, mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, in Atlanta, traveling there. You know the girl told me I couldn't get two orders at the Taco Bell. Damn. Yeah, they don't do two orders, dog. They don't do two orders.
Why wouldn't they give you two orders?
They don't do two orders.
What the fuck?
One order. So if you riding in the car, anybody going to Georgia, if you riding in the car, everybody better get on the same tab, dog.
Right. Couldn't get two orders. That's some nigga shit, ain't it? I was in King's Drive the one day on a late night. They said, they capped me. They said, you only get 12 pieces of chicken. I said, damn.
Oh, wait a minute, what?
Right. This was a late night, about 2 or 3 in the morning. It's at King's, right? I'm like,
12 pieces.
Damn, it's 5 niggas in the car, man. It's 4 niggas in the car. Like, what, we supposed to around the 12 piece? I said, nah, man, we, nah.
Yeah, I was so it's about sure.
Four, you're right, it's about 4 or 5 cars. Like, what the cars behind us going to do? I guess they was rationing this shit out. I don't know. That was some
short
weird
on
shit.
Chicken, probably. But. When I did the Moss Fest in Atlanta, like, Atlanta showed me a different kind of love, like, a spooky kind of love.
Uh-huh.
That was when I did my first show, I didn't know that people would like me down there. Like, they showed me so much love. Like, I left down there and had 609 followers, like, when I left from here.
Mm-hmm.
And when I tell you, like, they ran up, subscribed to my YouTube channel, ran up my views, everything, like, Atlanta is what's up. It's the truth.
It's the mecca down there. It's just crazy down there.
Like they love and support.
That's really what Chocolate they do. City.
Yeah, but I'm actually about to do an upcoming show with B-Moss. I'll be in Atlanta December the 6th through the 8th. Yep.
That's my birthday, December 6th.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you a Sag.
Yep, Sag. Yeah.
Oh, Leo and Sag. Fire sign. Hear the
35,
roar.
God willing.
Yeah.
I'm going bald. I don't feel it, but I'm going bald at the top.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
You can't put that on the camera.
I'm going to be honest with my fans. That. So I don't want to be, you know, pop up one day with a slick head. So I'm just going to, it's just going to be televised. Oh, I'm going to be thinner and thinner up top. I'm going to be hold on. I'm going to hold on to the last second. Like, damn, he cut that shit
as
off.
As long as you don't pull a Donald Trump with that toupee. Don't do that to yourself.
I don't know. I might just go on and jump off the bridge. I don't know. I joke with my ball friends too much. And I'm like, damn, my shit ain't growing right here. I'm like, my shit's so flat. So
yeah,
I don't know. Y'all might see me with a little two-piece. So what's next up? What's next up for Mega Montana?
What's up next for Mega is traveling a whole lot more. Like I said, I got shows, interviews, more interviews coming up. I got a show with Moss, Marty, Who Run It. I got another show I just added on to my list, too.
Mm-hmm.
It's the one for G Herbo to compete against that one, too.
Mm-hmm.
To open up for G Herbo. So I just been loading my schedule. Like, I'm hungry right now. I just been loading. Oh, I got maybe another project coming out before the end of the year. So there'll be three projects in a year.
You got a song with 38, don't you, Honcho?
I wish.
Uh-huh.
I wish. I got a song that I named after him, though.
Really?
Yeah, called 30 and Hunter.
That's what's up.
Yeah, it ain't even out. It ain't even out. See, I just gave y'all an exclusive.
Big and Lazy exclusive, man.
You see,
I just gave
you the exclusive. I had a whole song named,
Big
you feel
Lazy.
Me?
Uh-huh.
38 Honcho's hard.
He is, really. He's
like,
he's hard. Yeah.
I'm so, when you watch somebody's come up like that and it was so rapid and fast.
It was fast as shit, like.
That's unbelievable. What's up,
man. Yeah.
That's like, you know, I say rap, this rap shit is like literally rolling the dice.
It is.
It's like gambling. He the chosen one. He's up next. He the chosen one. High Speed Roll too. High Speed Rose? Yeah. D Rose?
Uh-huh.
You ain't never heard of D Rose? He be with 38.
I'm
saying, y'all got to get tapped in. Got to get tapped in. Look, he's hard. He's up next too. He be rapping with 38. They just dropped something.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they just dropped a whole video recently. You may have saw it. I think you will have saw it.
I might have seen it.
Yeah. He got dreads.
Light skin?
I would say brown skin.
Mm-hmm.
I'm brown skin. Yeah.
I think I
they just
it.
Came out with a collab. I got, like I said, projects. I got an EP coming sometime next year. I got another mixtape coming, whether this year or next year. But the grind don't stop, though. The grind don't stop.
It never stops. Never stop the grind. We got a live show. Catch us. Mm-hmm. This might not come out before then, but we got a live show coming up. Dillard's After Dark. It's a live show, so stop by, come by. It's a fashion show, a couple performances, and we're going to go do a couple live interviews. We can't transport this to the set, but we're going to do a couple live interviews, and might catch us out there. Tickets is on sale. We've been promoting it. Fonz Brown, he's promoting it. So I'm going to ask you before we get out of here, like, what message do you got for, you know, I ain't going to say the youth, but any entrepreneur, what message do you want to, like, to sum you up in, like, a thesis statement, like, you know, a couple of lines, you know, you want to give to the audience?
Where my prayer warriors at? Because I believe in God. Put God first. But what I want to say is love yourself, be yourself, take care of yourself, because they all three equals wealth. You get what I mean? Mm-hmm. So if you're not doing any of those things, then what do you have at all? But I just want to know, like, I just want to tell the world, like, anybody following me, you know, music is my therapy. When I say it's my therapy, like, mental health warriors, it's okay to go get help, because music is my therapy. I don't let nothing stop anything. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to keep going till the wheels fall off. And you just got to keep going no matter what obstacle. So
what did what Nemo said, damn fish, just keep swimming. You got to keep going.
I'm here with it.
I'm serious.
I'm here with it.
Like all black folks.
I kept swimming.
It's okay to get counseling. It's okay to talk to somebody. You might have a friend or a brother or mother, but they going to run your business. They going to talk about you, like, as soon as you get out the phone, especially your mother. She going to break your neck telling you, this nigga done did this, and he's going through it. He's in here crying. Mm-hmm. I told him to leave that bitch alone. But you know what I mean? You need to go on, and get you some help, because it's against in the contract. They can't tell your business. They went to school, you know, to analyze some shit. If you get you somebody of color, like, I ask that's why I'm so level-headed today. I was a badass in school. And no lie, I was in counseling solid from about 7 years old to about 8 years old to about 15 or 16. But like, and I swear it helped me. Like, I ain't going to say one up on people, but I ain't going to say changed my life, but it really, it helps. You know, sitting to a professional, telling your problems, it's not going to leave the room, give you professional advice. You can confide your...
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Ain't nothing wrong with that all. Mental health is real. Like,
I even had my own therapy sessions as a child, too. Mm-hmm. So I'm saying when I speak on it, just mean it's very personal to me. You know what I mean? I take it very seriously. So, like I said, let something be your outlet. Music, burn a piece of paper, whatever the case may be. Even if you think you about to have, you know, suicidal thoughts, call the suicidal, you know, 1-800 prevention line number. But like I said, this is all for my mental health warriors who think they can't get up and move. I'm a living proof. I'm here.
That's what's up.
Like, within 1 year, I done been two times nominated for the KUEA Awards. 1 year of grind? Come on, man.
What was you nominated for?
Insane. I was nominated for Best Female Hip Hop Artist of the Year, or Rap Hip Hop Artist of the Year. And I was Rookie of the Year.
Ah, okay.
Yep. That's dope. Nominated for both. I did not take home the win, but I tell everybody, just like people would spaz out about something like that, just something so small, get yourself down. Look, let me tell you something.
It's funny, like, we didn't win that award, right? Mm-hmm. Well, I didn't win that award. Mm-hmm. So me and somebody, we broke up at the time. Mm-hmm. We didn't win the award, but I'm on some old shit. I see the other podcast there. I reached out to every podcast. I'm like, hey, let's link up and get together. But it's to show you the difference in personalities. Somebody else, you're not even part of this shit no more. You go on Facebook, these niggas is fuck. That's some goofy shit, bro. Like, you're not even part of some shit no more. You ain't speaking for nothing, but I'm on some old, let's work together. Fuck, I lost the award, but hell, y'all the award winners. Bring the fucking award on the table. You know what I mean? You know, that's what I'm on. Like,
but here's the thing, though. You can't expect everybody to be you. I had to learn that.
You're right.
It took me trials and tribulations to learn that. Mm-hmm. And secondly, I want to say, just because I personally didn't win that award. Don't mean I go home and boo-hoo.
No, I didn't.
Do you know that created a different kind of monster in me? Because I'm trying to figure out, calculate, how didn't I? So what can I do? What's the solution? Because I don't like losing. I'm a Me competitor. Either.
But on some other like shit, losing. Though, I'm a competitor, but the people that we lost to, Messy yeah. Bessies, they got a hell of a following. I'm not kidding.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to the Messy Bessie. I seen them. They were two-turned.
Yeah, they were.
Two-turned. So like, I love them.
I don't think Raw Shit put out. So we did a collab with the Raw Shit.
Yep, me too.
We did a collab with the. You did?
Raina, yep.
Yeah, with the Messy Bessies.
Yep.
We got another. We got some with the Trap Talk. We got them on the schedule here in a second. So yeah, man, I'm all about working. Yeah. I ain't no. It's a difference between beef and competition. Beef is some old.
Yeah.
But competition's healthy for the, you know.
It's dead. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to tell you why it's dead. Like for me in my own little world, my own bubble and what I go through, this is why it's dead. You will never be me. Just give it up.
Yeah.
We live two totally different lives, no matter what you do. It's not when you have to wake up every day and just have to soak it up, soak it in. Like my mama created me this way. Your mama created you another. We live two totally different. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The world will be a better place. And not even only that. How can you show that you're different? That's what I want to know.
Right.
How can you show that you're different? You possibly can't. Doing all of that, you can't show that you're different.
That is at a fuel to my fire, though. Like, I'm just going.
Yeah.
You know.
And you can't worry about the naysayers either. Like, I use my haters as motivators. Like, baby, I'm going. I'm talking about gas underneath my ass. I'm out, honey. Mm-hmm. Pew! Catch me if you can. Keep up.
You ever work with Ling Ling Martin? She's used to be a dancer. She's a rapper now.
Oh no, I've never heard of that name.
Mm-hmm. She was actually supposed to be on this catch. She was actually, but she was running late. We was going to do you know, two female showcase, but
yeah,
she unfortunately couldn't make it.
Wow. Yeah, she okay?
Like, no, she got stuck in traffic. It wasn't nothing tragic or nothing, but she just got caught up out of town. But yeah, we were supposed to, you know, but that's neither here or there. But yeah, Ling Ling.
You got to turn me on to.
Yeah, I'm going
to
shoot you a link. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it was a pleasure talking to you, man. It was wonderful.
Nice chatting with you, too.
Made me feel so wonderful. She said she manifested this shit. She said she prayed to the Lord for becoming a big, like, man.
Yeah.
And I just appreciate every follower, like. Like, I just look at my stuff like, man, this ain't nothing. But when people like, nigga, the gas station, he was eyeing me. I'm like, man, so, I'm, you know, I'm getting this late night. Let me get my, you know what I mean? Let me get the thing. What's up, Brick, bro? Like, man, when you get me on the podcast? Like, he's a fan. I'm thinking, you know.
Don't ever think you ain't being watched, though. I told you.
Yeah.
I manifested a year prior to even following you.
I appreciate that. Yeah,
that's you what have I'm saying. Been. I study first before I even follow. I study.
What was your favorite episode?
Ooh, my favorite episode. I just kept seeing Anna B's name float across.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that's what made me click on it. That was my very first episode that I watched.
Oh, okay.
Truth be told, it's my very first one.
She came on here twice. We just
No, the very first one when you was had the whole ad going.
Yeah.
That's the very first one.
We had the table with the silver top.
Yeah. I be tired.
Oh, damn, you was a really day one fan, cause Anna B, she was in like the first, we was talking about that earlier. Mm-hmm. She was in like the first 5 or 10 episodes.
Yep.
So, man.
I've been tapped in for a
shout out to Anna B.
Yep.
Mega Montana.
What's up?
Skyface.
Of my city. Put that city. On my titties.
Yes. There you go.
Put it on.
Is tattooed on you for real?
No, that's my slogan.
Oh, okay.
You know how Scarface said, all I got is my balls and my word?
Yeah.
Well, all I got is my titties and my word. I mean, this is all I got.
And you just like it, man. And we out. Wonderful episode. Wait.
This podcast was produced by B. Haywood for Confirmed Podcast Network.
Hey, B. Haywood, Confirmed Podcast Network. Thank you for all the continued support. Continue to check out We Them Girls Podcast, as well as Big and Lazy Podcast on the Confirmed Podcast Network. We love you. Thank you for the support. And keep on listening. We got more content coming for y'all. Thank you.
Hey y'all, We Them Girls here. Are you a small business looking to grow your reach?
Well, we want to grow together. So DM us at We Them Girls Pod on IG, or you can email us at wethemgirls.pod@gmail.com.
We can't wait to grow with y'all.
Hey, this is B. Haywood, executive producer of Confirm Multimedia. And if you want extra content, you can go to buymeacoffee.com/confirm and get early access to all of our content.
You're listening to Confirm.